Talk radio done right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, Nevadans. Prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free. Show your pharmacist your digital card and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll, so you can get back to doing what makes you happy.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Lee Steinberg is going to join us next. He is he has been, for as long as I can remember, one of the premier sports agents. He's an entrepreneur, best-selling author, and he is the CEO of Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Holdings. He's going to have another one of his agent academies here in Las Vegas this weekend, beginning Sunday. And I'm going to tell you, he's a fascinating guy. He is the inspiration behind the Oscar-winning film Jerry Maguire. He has represented many of the most successful athletes over the years. I mean, this is a guy that is supremely skilled, and now he is sharing his knowledge with the next generation of super agent. And he's going to do it right here in Vegas coming up this weekend, beginning on Sunday. So this is going to be something. This could be something special. And again, I date back to him, in the 1980s and 90s. But just a smart, smart dude and a fascinating guy. We'll get a chance to visit with him. And we'll find out how the industry, the sports industry, has changed with the advent of social media. The fact that even right now here in Vegas, the NBA is minting brand spanking new millionaires. Yeah. This is going to be good. the guy that inspired Jerry Maguire. Lee Steinberg will join us in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russia's war in Ukraine is set to reach the 500-day mark this weekend, a grim milestone for a conflict that rages with no end in sight.
Saturday marks 500 days since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, 2022. Peace talks are a long way off as both sides look to improve their hand, with Ukrainians trying to recapture as much territory as they can and Russia intent on holding it. While the fighting has fallen largely into a stalemate, there's been no significant movement in battle lines control in months. The war continues to take a heavy toll on the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of thousands of people, and fears of a nuclear disaster have increased, particularly this weekend after Ukraine and Russia accused each other of planning to attack one of the world's largest atomic power plants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn are celebrating their 77th wedding anniversary.
At 77 years, the Carters hold the record as the longest married first couple ever. This year comes with both of them facing significant health challenges. The 39th president is 98 and has been in home hospice care since February. The former first lady is 95 and has dementia. The Carter family hasn't offered details on their conditions, but has said they both have enjoyed time with each other and family members, along with occasional visits from close friends. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A white gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack on Hispanic shoppers at a Walmart in Texas has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in federal prison. Patrick Crucius pleaded guilty this year to nearly 50 federal hate crimes charges in the 2019 mass shooting in the border city of El Paso. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 187 points, the NASDAQ dropped 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And it's Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F. Because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFM.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. When it comes to the rental market, Las Vegas ranks 77th best in the U.S. as a place to rent. Rent Cafe says Charleston, South Carolina, tops the list of 136 cities, with Detroit bringing up the rear. Reno beat out Las Vegas, finishing 26th, and the only other city in the Silver State to make that list. Rent Cafe officials say Las Vegas' ranking was dragged down by its lower air quality and fewer apartments available in desirable neighborhoods. Holding on to state police officers may have gotten a little bit easier, as the Nevada State Police just got a 23% pay raise, the agency's highest single salary bump in its history. The pay hike is the result of AB 522, a recently enacted legislative measure which was signed into law by Governor Joe Lombardo. The measure boosts the starting yearly pay for new recruit, to about $60,000 a year. Last year, the starting salary was between $46,000 and $53,000. KMZQ satellite weather. Look for a high today of 104. Sunny conditions. It's 100 degrees right now.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at finlaymazda.com.
You have a few crashes to look out for right now. West Cliff at Rainbow, that's in the early stage. Lamb at Cheyenne. Also Tropicana at Maryland Parkway. A fender bender there. Heavy volumes through that construction zone as well. On Interstate 515 northbound at Russell.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out.
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Good to have you with us. The last time I ran into Lee Steinberg, the legendary sports agent, it had to be back in the 1980s or 90s, and it was a night before the commissioner's party at the Super Bowl, and Lee Steinberg would wax poetic, would gather around with members of the media and other in the sports community, and he would wax poetic about sports, life. He was just a fascinating guy. And he's coming back to Las Vegas with the Agent Academy. Lee Steinberg joins us. Lee, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. You're admitting to be that old?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Little bit scary, but I tell you what, I valued those times, and it was always like the night before the commissioner's party,
right.
And you were you were waxing poetic. It was amazing. I did not know this, that you have secured over $4 billion for your clients. Is that right? $4
billion? Well, the ticker keeps running, but yes. It's, on the other hand, it's been 50 years, so at a certain level, I'm not most proud of the contracts done. I'm most proud of the charitable and community programs that different athletes do and how they're great role models and make a difference off the field, too.
And you're too modest because it's $750 million to various charities around the world. That's a lot of dough.
The whole point is that I will profile a young person who's coming off a college campus and see whether or not they understand the power of sports to make a difference in the world and how they can trigger imitative behavior. So I'm thinking of this because it's Las Vegas. I had Lennox Lewis, when I was helping him, do a PSA public service announcement that said, "Real men don't hit women." And so they can make a profound difference, and it really is the motivation for the Agent Academy, which is you can go to law school, business school, or sports management, and they will teach you the principles of the field, but without specific skill set. And so I'm trying to create a next generation of ethical, principled, not just sports agents, but people that work in, they can work for a team, a league, a conference, and we do an exercise where they have to recruit a player. So Warren Moon's going to be the player, and they get up in little agent groups, and then they have to do a negotiation, and half of them are general managers, and half of them are player agents, and they do a crisis control where an athlete's gotten in trouble and they have to figure out how to talk with the press. And so they learn all that. But in some ways, the highlight is we're going over to the Raiders complex and getting a tour. And then their PR guy, Will Kiss, is going to do a session explaining what his job is and how to do it.
Let me ask you, you're still in the industry, and I'm curious how that industry has changed. How have the athletes changed? I mean, you began long before social media. Now the kids are all media savvy. Can you talk a little bit about how the athletes have changed?
Well, enormously, in that it used to be that someone wasn't really focused on their career till they got to the senior year in college. And now, because of NILs, you have people in high school branding themselves, putting together a online presence, and they can hire a marketing agent to market them. Second of all, in that younger generation, I would say attention span is a little shorter. So you better get out whatever it is that you have to convey quickly in 5 minutes instead of 2 hours. But another way in which it's changed is, let's take a sport like football. So it used to be that, like Carson Palmer at SC, you couldn't really tell he was going to be a great player till his senior year when he took off. Now, a prospective quarterback will be 12 or 13 years of age, and their parents will hire a quarterback tutor that works with them. He'll go to 7-on-7. He'll go to the Elite 11 and the Manning Camp, and basically come ready to college with the whole skill set that's advanced. So that's been a major change too.
Do you like the new thing the NCAA is doing, and with the help of courts and a lot of other folks, the idea of paying student athletes?
I've always thought that you wouldn't have to pay them if you took the students with needs. Because you got two types of athletes on scholarship. One group middle class, fairly well-to-do. They live well. The other group may be sending part of that home to their parents, and they're struggling. So what happens is that those athletes see the big TV contracts and they see the big crowds in the stadium, and they're not sharing anything. I always thought it never needed to go as far as NIL, because had the NCAA made a provision for athletes to come from disadvantaged or lower income families, you wouldn't have had to give them the ability to make $2 million. They'd have been happy with $10,000 to just allow them, because when they're on a college campus, they can't work like other students can to supplement their income. And they're taking on this extraordinary job of performing after training in a sport and going to school. So I think it could have been a much more modest program, but the NCAA stuck on it and stuck on it. And I think in the future it beckons whether or not there'll be an NCAA, because the powers all move to the Power Five conferences, and they can do their own TV contracts and everything else. So it wouldn't surprise me that we're towards the end of that, and the, you know, Pac-10, the Big Ten, the SEC will do their own deals.
I want to ask you, and again, you and I both go way back in this industry. I was a national talk show host back in the day. You obviously a super agent. We've all known that there has been an unscrupulous group of agents that have been out there in the various sports. And I guess my question is, has the industry done enough to self-regulate to make sure that you weed out the bad actors?
Much better. The fact that every agent has to be certified by the players union, like the NFLPA or Major League Baseball Players Association. So there, and there are set of there are a set of regulations that have to do with not being able to use money as an inducement to a young person to have them sign, having to much more tightly regulated. So that's the first level, which is the Players Association. The second is many states have passed labor regulatory acts for agents, and agents have actually gone to jail in Texas and Florida and North Carolina for breaking those rules. And so it's much, much cleaner, but it really comes down to how involved the parents are in the process. When you get sharp parents, whether it's two or one, and they get involved with asking the tough questions, and they can be helped by a players association, those kids, both in terms of financial planners and agents, come out just fine. But the ones that are on their own may be approached by all sorts of people. In biggest fear in financial planning is that someone signs power of attorney over to the financial planner, and that's got the potential of fraud. But it's significantly cleaner than it was in the wild days of the 70s when I started.
Again, Lee Steinberg, super agent extraordinaire, joining us. He's going to be in town this weekend, the Agent Academy. How did the Agent Academy come to be, and how long have you been at it?
We've done it for about 10 years, and I've probably done 30 Agent Academies and then a bunch of sports career conferences. So it was to try to teach specific skill sets. How can someone be a good negotiator? How can they hone their listening skills to get into the heart and mind of another human being and see the world the way they see it? How can they set up a charitable foundation, do a endorsement deal? And so we started holding it out here in Newport Beach, and then ended up in New York and Philadelphia and Chicago and Washington and Houston and Dallas and a whole series of cities. We did one a year ago in Las Vegas and loved it. And, of course, Las Vegas is becoming this major sports hub. And we'll be back again. I'll do my Super Bowl party in Las Vegas, which will be a lot of fun. But it came by wanting to pay it forward and train the next generation, so it's left better than I found it. And if anyone's still interested, there's still a few slots available. We're close to sold out. You'd go to SteinbergSpeaks.com and look it up. And we're having some students from UNLV and a bunch. We try to keep the numbers so it's not much bigger than 30 people so that we have time to focus on each one of them.
I think it's an amazing idea, and I'm so glad you're still doing it. You're still putting it out there. Lee, thank you so much after all these years to reconnect. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Have fun while you're here, and make sure you leave a nice cash stipend so I don't have to pay state income tax. Would you mind doing that, please, while you're here?
There you go.
Hey, thank you, Lee.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Lee Steinberg, legendary super agent, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me.
Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification.